Hi, welcome to the latest episode of Mistress Mia's Dungeon. I am your hostess, Mistress Mia, with the mostess. And I've got my bestie to my left, Master John Lord Bella, Johnny Hotcakes.
With the mostest.
Woohoo!
Yay!
Me! Then we have the sexy blonde bombshell, Mr. Rain!
Yay! One day I'll figure out what to say. So anticlimactic.
And one day you'll have a voice back again.
One day, I hope so.
Absolutely. So we're going to make you sing songs from, you know, Disney movies.
Okay. Yay. Everybody love
it. Exactly. Exactly.
That was bad. Don't ever let me do that again.
All right, kids, we're reading from BuzzFeed.news, and tonight it's 26 BDSM fantasies you might not want to read in public.
Ooh, this is public.
Public. We've got this, and she who wrote it is called Anna Borgs.
That's what she's called, huh?
Yeah.
Borg. See? Lots of explicit detail ahead. Ooh. Warning.
Oh.
Ooh, it sounds like a dirty slut.
It wouldn't go explicit if it slapped him in the face with these nuts. All right.
Go on, John. Read it.
In hopes of demystifying the sexy and private inner worlds of other people, we ask people of all ages, genders, and sexualities to describe the nitty-gritty of their favorite sexual fantasies, and a lot of them have to do with BDSM.
No, not BDSM.
In case you didn't know, BDSM includes sexual and non-sexual acts that fall under the umbrella of bondage and discipline. That would be the B&D, Mia.
B&D?
Yep. Dominance and submission. Misty, that's D and S.
Oh, thank you.
And then sadism and masochism is the S and the M. So it's really BDDSSM. They don't know what they want to do. Okay.
They don't know.
And just a heads up, since it's not always present in fantasy, actually practicing BDSM requires a lot of communication, research, and planning. Huh. That's what I've been doing wrong.
What?
No research, no planning whatsoever. And I never tell you what the fuck we're about to do.
Until now, you keep me on my toes.
All right. So, Misty, why don't you read us a story?
Okay, I'll tell you the stuff people are fantasizing about. So the first one, they're calling the Unholy Cross. And this guy's 33. He's male. He's straight.
And that's oftentimes, that is an important fact.
When
you listen
to
these fantasies, their age, their gender, and their sexual orientation, because it makes a difference.
Yeah.
We're going to find out.
We are going to find out.
All right.
So his fantasy is having his significant other bound to something like a kneeling St. Andrew's cross and bukkake by about 50 guys while one of our female play partners cleans her up with her tongue.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Wow.
Huh.
Sexy.
Really?
Sexy. Digging it.
Yeah.
Okay. This is a straight man that wants to watch his partner get come on by 50 other guys.
Yeah.
I call bullshit.
And wants to see another woman lick it all up, clean it all up with her tongue.
Yeah. He's not straight. Just
okay.
Clear on that. Okay.
All right. Number
wants
two.
To see him humiliated.
A 23-year-old transgender male pansexual.
Yes.
Pegging my boyfriend while he's in bondage with a ball gag in his mouth and clamps on his nipples. Damn.
Well, that's not a great thing. I mean, that's...
It is a great fantasy. You
okay.
Do it all the time.
I thought it was just normal. I mean, why isn't he doing this?
Okay. You're new to the podcast, so we're going to explain it to you again.
Oh.
People wish they could be us.
You're right.
They come and see us to play with us so they can spend 1 hour in our world that this is just our lives.
I know, I'm losing perspective, aren't I? I mean, it's becoming very normalized for me.
Right. That's what we're trying to do. That's why we're worldwide.
Worldwide, baby. Okay, thank you.
You're right. That is normal. I mean, it was a Tuesday, and we just did weird shit, and it was just a normal Tuesday for us.
It was a great Tuesday.
It was a good Tuesday. All right. Mia.
Yes.
Number three.
The daddy's little girl. I want a daddy dumb so badly, and the only reason I don't pursue it in real life is because I don't really trust the kind of men who seek out that relationship. All right.
No, that's great. Going, I love it.
You love that?
Oh, wait, you're about out of breath. Yeah, thank keep you. Doing it. Yeah.
Because this is what I imagine this person sounds like.
Thank you. But in my fantasy, I'm a stronger, older man's little baby girl. He dresses me up in frilly clothes and tells me what to do. He praises me when I'm a good girl, and he punishes me when I'm naughty, and he cherishes me, and I worship him. I'd love to do all kinds of age play, too, even when role-playing as his baby girl, completely helpless and devoted to him. Diapers and binkies and all. Oh, my!
Oh, boy.
You're so welcome for that.
What the fuck?
So she's 25. That's what a 25 straight.
Right. That's what a 25-year-old straight girl sounds like.
Yes. And she did not have a father figure growing up, and she is yearning for that father.
And the binkies they show have the Baby Looney Tunes, Baby Sylvester and Baby Taz. Yes. That's what I had for my babies when they were little.
Aw, you know? That's sweet.
Okay, here you go, baby.
I don't like that this
it.
Ended up
on me.
It's a fantasy. Okay. It's not your fantasy.
By a 20-year-old.
When I tell you it is.
A 20-year-old, agender, asexual.
Okay. What does agender asexual mean?
It means that the person does not identify with one gender or another.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then asexual means they're not sexually attracted to other people.
Right.
Okay.
So
remember that when you read this.
Right. So here we go.
Explain a few things.
Well, you're educating
the human toilet. I want to be tied up in a frat house or a very dominant man's house during a party and used as the only toilet. Any man that wants to can use me to relieve himself, whether it be sexually or to go number one or number two. I want a whole weekend of being used as a toilet by as many men as possible.
Wow. And that's a good way to end up in the emergency room.
We bet.
Okay. My question is, you're an expert.
Right.
He's asexual, but he literally wants a weekend full of random dudes fucking him and pissing on the shit.
Now, why are you saying him? Are you assuming that it's that this agender is...
What pronoun would you like me to use for agender?
They.
They?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. I'm not going to say it.
No. Yeah. That.
That's what they were waiting to hear.
Mia.
So God, if their fantasy is to be used sexually for a whole weekend, they're not asexual. They do want to have sex.
Yeah, I thought that too. Whether when it said whether it be sexually or to go number one or number two,
they just want to be used.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Okay. Number five, 30-year-old straight male. I have this fantasy where I'm essentially my partner's sex toy master, and she's my toy, where I use remote control vibrators to make her come throughout the day. She doesn't get a say when it comes. It's just whenever I want. In front of her boss, on the train, when she's trying to go shopping, whenever. It's equal parts of humiliating and sexy for her, because she can't stop orgasming. She's completely at my mercy. Okay.
Sounds wonderful.
Uh-huh. Oh.
What?
Nothing.
Oh my God, why? Please.
John's wheels are turning.
I was just thinking about going to court or something like for a traffic ticket, and you're sitting up there talking to the judge, and I'm pushing the button, and you're, yeah.
Oh.
Start screaming at the judge because you're having an orgasm.
Oh.
That'd be fun.
Okay. So much fun. Okay. So much fun. Is that nasty?
That's, you know, the very beginning.
That was Misty.
All right. Wait, number six. You were slow to the draw, John.
I was just trying to tell you where we were.
All right. The leash waiting for its debut. I have a leather leash and collar, and I keep it in a drawer that I've been saving. I want a guy to wear it while he goes down on me. Then afterwards, I want to peg him. And when he finishes, he's welcome to come over my chest, but only if he licks it up afterwards.
Oh, she's a dom.
Yes. Absolutely.
23-year-old female. Gender fluid. Right on. I'm digging her already.
Yeah. Yeah. As a switch, that was my favorite thing to do.
Right?
Peg people? Yeah.
No, let them come on my breast, and then they had to lick it off, clean it up.
Oh. Mm-hmm. That's your job.
With you, I know.
Okay.
Okay, so let's go ahead.
You ready?
Okay.
Number seven.
18, female, bisexual. I want a high concept BDSM infused role play where I'm a superhero and my arch nemesis captures me and tortures me. I'm talking tied up, flopping, spanking, wax dripping, make me beg for it to stop torture with lots of sex from the pent-up frustration afterwards.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Those
18-year-old girls are fucking nuts. Oh, here's your favorite. Tickle torture. 20-year-old female bisexual again. Your favorite.
I know.
I want to be completely tied down to a bed so I can't move. Then blindfolded. I want to be mercilessly.
You're tired. Go ahead.
I want to be mercilessly.
You can say it slow.
Mercilessly.
Mercilessly.
Teased and tickled until I'm begging for mercy. I want my pussy tickled with feathers and then be brought to the edge again and again until I'm begging to come. Once I come, I want to have my sensitive clit tortured some more until I'm screaming for it to stop.
Misty, did you write this?
I would think that I did. My God.
That happens every day.
You know, several times.
Yeah. Wow. But we don't let her stop. When she comes, I don't let her enjoy it.
I'm sure you don't.
I did one time and she thought something was wrong. She's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm letting you, you're vibrating. Your whole body's shaking. Yeah. I'm letting you enjoy it. Fuck. Why'd you stop?
Right.
Because you're having a seizure.
Wow. Number nine, the human chandelier. I have this elaborate fantasy where I'm tied up in the middle of a circular room, suspended from the ceiling, completely naked. That is not my fantasy. And there are other girls tied up all around me, all over the room. People come in with tuxedos and gowns, drinking cocktails as if it's really a fancy ball or party. But they go around and do whatever they want to the girls. And I'm the main attraction in the middle. And they are allowed to do literally whatever they want to me. It's humiliating, but it's my fantasy.
I didn't write this one either.
No, you'd love that.
I know.
These are advanced women, you know, 21 years old, heterosexual female. This sounds like a slave sex trade ball, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
I want to touch the merchandise first. You know?
Right, right.
Come here, girl. Let me feel your pussy.
Is that how they're going to sound? Kind of a mix of Sean Connery and, exactly. and Billy the Redneck?
Yeah, yes, definitely. Okay.
Number 10, Misty.
Number 10 is by a 36-year-old male who's bisexual. has a simple desire, being pegged by a British dominatrix.
Mm-mm.
We can do that all day long.
Right?
Right. Exactly.
Yes.
Misty can do it.
Oh, fuck you in the ass.
Here's one from Misty, 23-year-old female straight with a bisexual curiosity. You. Spend a whole weekend as someone's sex slave, tied up, naked, and used by him and whoever else he wants to share me with.
Oh, my God.
That's exactly what you asked me to do. She's like, I just want to be a slave for one weekend. Can we just do a weekend? Can we do 24 hours?
We need to take her. Take her to an unknown location. You wouldn't know because you'd be blindfolded.
Okay.
We'd tie you down, you know. Make sure we could put you in different positions, but you're stuck.
We'll put her on the beach and put stakes out there, stake her to the ground.
Yeah, just have people come out there and use her, come on her. Be great. So fun.
Oh, aww. Darn. I would totally hate that.
Oh,
my God.
You'll be a nasty little slut.
Wheels are turning.
All right, here's a good one for Mia. She likes to take control.
Ooh, dun, dun, dun. The loss of control. My favorite fantasies are all about control. A guy handcuffing and blindfolding me while teasing me all over my body. A girl sucking each nipple. This is Misty's fantasy again.
I'm really feeling this in my clit.
Right? Yeah. A third at my clit and a fourth kissing me. The feeling of completely feeling helpless and pleasured at the same time is a huge turn on. Again, advanced girl. She's 19 years old.
I know.
Yeah, and she says straight female, but she's not because she wants a girl making out with her and eating her pussy.
Well,
she can
still
be
straight.
Because
she's tied down and can't stop it. She doesn't like girls.
No.
They're forcing her to do it.
Oh, there we go.
She's a good girl.
There you go.
She's a good girl. She's straight.
Yeah.
Okay. Bullshit. Okay.
All right. There are a lot of girls on here. Your turn, Misty.
All right. 22-year-old female, straight, having sex in a full black room, black floor, mirror on the ceiling, with neon lights, and the guy's dressed in full body black latex, wearing a black motorbike helmet and black leather boots.
Okay. Getting fucked by the darkness.
But what happens? Yeah.
You get fucked. Everything's black. You can't see him. You're just getting fucked by the darkness.
Well, he probably has a nice big black cock.
So okay.
You know? So he's, it's already out.
Okay.
Full display just blends in with the background.
Yeah, she didn't finish her fantasy.
It's Apollo.
That's okay. You did. You finished it for it. Okay, number 14, the threesome. Everybody's favorite.
Yes.
27-year-old male, bi curious. Oh, we know how this is going to go. I have a huge fantasy of being tied up and have a girl sit on my face and force me to eat her ass. After she comes, a guy will sit on my face and force me to eat his hairy ass until he comes. And then they'll both fuck each other anally. Girl will have a strap on and force me to watch as a dildo is up my ass. He's not bi.
Damn.
He wants to eat the hairy asshole.
Well, you know, when they like hairy, I wasn't trying to cut you off, but when they like hairy, they're usually cubs or bears. Okay. So he's probably a cub and he wants a dominant male bear. Just thought I would give you that insightful information.
Still looking at hairy assholes. Not
image. Visual.
You like hairy men, baby.
I do like hairy men.
It
was the cub and the bear that was the visual.
Well, let me tell you. And next time, I'm going to have my friend come over. He's super cool, but he finally came out of the closet when he was like 30.
Mm-hmm.
And he told me, he's like, I love hairy men. And at the time, you know, I was married to a very hairy guy. But I was like, you got to shave that shit. You know, I'm not interested in that. And, but I would tease my friend and I'd be like, oh, he's got the hairiest ass. You would love it. And he's like, I love that body sweat with all the hair. Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
John is losing his dinner right now.
All right.
Awesome. Okay.
Oh, let me do this one.
So your turn.
You can do it.
All right.
You can do it. Go ahead. I'll do the following one.
Okay, this is an 18-year-old agender queer. So I want someone to tie me to the bed, spread eagle, and tease me with a vibrator until I'm begging, and I don't know whether it's for her to stop or give me more. I want her to make me come again and again until I'm sobbing. I want her to untie me and hold me in her lap and say I was so good, such a good pet.
Isn't that adorable?
She just likes it because I made her cry.
Yeah.
Right.
And
on.
You helped me.
Oh, I did hold you.
All right. The kinky gangbang. Oh, where to start? I'm very submissive and into bondage. I would like to be with multiple partners, male and female. They would tie me up in a position where all my holes are exposed, and then they could do whatever they want to me. I want to be fucked by them, have toys used on me, a variety of things, really. Preferably, I would be on birth control, and we could all have previously been checked for STIs and STDs, so we wouldn't have to worry about condoms. I would also like to have nipple clamps and be edged and denied to come until the very end of the session. 18-year-old girl, pansexual.
Damn, what are these teenagers doing?
They're watching the same porn we're watching.
They're so advanced. Man. It's crazy. Go,
right.
John.
Go, John.
Go, John. John. It's your birthday.
The submissive feminist. And we've talked about this before. If you're submissive, you're not feminist. Bullshit.
Absolutely.
I'd like to be dominated or forced. I prefer a man that can embrace his testosterone and take control, making me that poor, innocent, naive little girl that he can take advantage of and dominate. I would either do as he tells me, refer to him as master, surrender all of his demands, and then be praised, be called a good girl, or I would fight back, be rough with him, and refuse to do anything until he finally tears my clothes off and takes control, arousing my body, whether that's tying me up, pinning me down, fighting me back, whatever it takes. Whatever I do, I want to be trapped by the hair and have him pull my head back. I want to feel his teeth all over my body. I want to feel him thrusting my knees apart. I want to be owned. Please keep in mind that I consider myself a feminist, and this only applies in the bedroom. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, wherever you get it off. I do not approve to this being done whatsoever without mutual consent or boundaries, unless there are no boundaries that you would like to set. That's up to you. Okay, that whole last paragraph.
Yeah, didn't need to be there because
that
this
ruined
is
the fantasy.
Just a fantasy.
Right. That's a 21-year-old female, straight.
She's got to convince herself.
Yes.
It's okay.
It's okay to be feminist and still be submissive.
Yes.
That's another episode that we already know. Okay.
All right. Misty, do you want to read this one too?
Okay. It's The Film Daddy, 20-year-old female bisexual. I'm really into being submissive, and I'd want my girlfriend to be on top and choke me and give me hickeys, then tie my hands up and make me call her daddy, because for some reason, I'm into that, even though I'm pretty gay.
Right on.
Okay.
All right. 19, the dungeon party.
Oh, my God. That's you.
Totally. Humiliation. Slave dungeon party, where I'm restricted to a stage in the center of a room filled with 30 or so people. Ooh, who can do whatever they want to me or just watch. I think we're going to be doing this on Saturday night, Misty.
Oh, no.
We can enjoy each other with drinks and snacks. I hope at one point I have two men in me at once, while my face is forced between girls' legs. 23-year-old female, pansexual. Sexy, sexy. Go ahead, John. What's
the that? Leather daddy.
Dun, dun, dun.
24-year-old straight male. Not after this, I bet you.
Oh, my God.
Not if he wants a leather daddy.
Yep, exactly.
I should say first that I'm pretty clean cut vanilla guy in my daily life. So this feels pretty out of the ordinary for me. But I really want to experiment with being a leather daddy. Or at least dressing up as one. Oh, he wants to be the leather daddy.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Full leather get up. See? Maybe some fishnets.
Okay. So we're there dealing with Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yes.
And just demand young guys suck my dick. I'm not interested in having sex with guys, but being dominant and forcing male slaves to pleasure me would be hot.
Okay.
Sooner or later, straight. He's interested in fucking
sucking
guys.
Dick and fucking guys. Exactly.
Okay. Yep.
All right.
I have to say, I've never put my dick close to another guy's mouth to get it sucked.
Nice.
I've had offers, but no.
Okay.
Okay.
Misty, you want to read this one?
Oh, yes. From a 19-year-old female bisexual.
Well, these young kids, this is going to be a fucked up one.
Basically, in my fantasy, I invite my partner over to study, and one thing leads to another, and she's pinning me down on my bed. She makes me slowly undress and watches me intently. She tells me that I'm not allowed to touch myself yet, and makes me undress for her, and makes me undress her. Before going down on her, I tie her hands above her head and make her keep them there. After that, it's basically some light spanking, maybe a little bondage, and a whole lot of us going down on each other.
Prout sounds pretty sexy.
Pew, pew, pew.
Yeah. Okay. 22, the panty gag. Being tied down and blindfolded by my girlfriend. She'll stuff her panties in my mouth so I can't talk and put clamps on my nipples. She'll bite and scratch me and massage me up and down with her vibrator until she's hot to ride me. Mm. Oh, that's pretty simple, but it sounds pretty hot.
Yeah, it does.
40 straight male. How you like that? Sexy.
I think he should listen to Mia's bedtime stories.
I think so.
You know what I'm talking about.
I do.
Made him save his cum for a week.
Yeah.
Pissed his shit in her panties, soaked him in the cum, and shoved it in his mouth. Five pairs of them in his mouth. So his own cum is dripping out of his mouth. You read the story.
I did.
You're saying
I did.
It's rough. You like that.
I did.
I can tell in your voice when you're reading it. You like that.
Don't tell that to everybody, John. Jeez.
You're Mistress Mia. You like shit. All okay. Right. The panty gag. We already did that one. The good girl. Oh.
Yeah, you're a good girl.
18, cis female, bisexual. A major fantasy is me being fucked by an older man or woman, and they're verbally humiliating me, even being insulting. Also, they're slapping me and using me and fucking me very roughly. I want them to fuck me like they only care about getting themselves off. I'm just their sex toy. Obviously, once they've gotten off and finished with me, they praise me and tell me that I'm a good girl and are loving to me.
Aww. You did such a good job. Such a good girl.
Thanks for making me come. Now get out. Okay.
All right. Turned.
The performance of a lifetime. A female 27-year-old straight. Abandoned theater. On stage. Hardcore bondage. Brutal double penetration. Gangbang by 5 to 6 men aged 40 to 45.
Yeah. So, twice her age.
Right.
That's pretty specific.
Somebody has daddy issues.
Yeah. Wow. It can be sexy.
But, okay. How cool is the abandoned theater part?
Very cool.
We need to
yeah.
get abandoned theater and turn that into a dungeon.
Very cool.
Have curtains, put somebody on the center stage, and have seats all around.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Dude,
yeah.
All kinds of shows up there.
Yes.
Yeah.
That'd be like masturbation therapy.
I know. I was
you know
just
how much fire I could get on stage?
Ruben would be there.
Yes. Ruben can come anytime. Paul Ruben,
okay.
Anytime.
We're
going to
do it in the Sanger Theater,
Paulie.
Y'all. Sanger Theater. We're having a party.
Okay. 25. The pet play. My fantasy involves a male master who keeps me and one other woman as pets. He orders us to do everything together, such as play with toys or give each other spankings when we're bad. 25-year-old female bisexual.
Mm-hmm. Give each other spankings.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
All right, John. You want to finish us off?
Oh, I want to be a whoopee. Whoopee! 21-year-old queer woman. Honestly, I just want to be whipped. My pain tolerance is too low to actually do it, but fantasizing about being whipped by a dominant woman, holy shit, I wish.
Wow. Wow. Good for her.
It says GOT dominant. All I can think of is by a Game of Thrones dominant woman.
Hey, whatever.
Yeah, it might be.
I don't know what that is. Anyway, that's hot. We have whips.
Go down and read some of these comments.
Oh my God.
This is actually pretty interesting.
All right, what are you looking at?
Well, one person said, Karen Coco says, I share most of these fantasies. It's just so difficult to find genuine non-psycho people who are into them too.
Non-psycho? Are you crazy?
Yeah.
Here's one from Angelique. Angelique Hua.
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
Yeah.
Angelique Hua.
Tied up to a bed and blindfolded, edged and teased with fingers on vibrator on my clit, my pussy tickled with feathers and ice, rubbing ice all over my sensitive. We did that yesterday.
Yeah, we did.
Rubbing ice all over my sensitive clit after being edged and teased, untied, bent over, then spanked, tied up again and fucked, then edged a couple times until I'm begging to come, him letting me come after hours later, and then call me his dirty slut.
Oh my God. Somebody's been listening.
Read the next one.
The next one is, I am so very vanilla.
They read this shit. It's like, holy shit, I'm vanilla.
Right?
All right.
What the fuck are they talking about?
Oh my God.
So Beatsmon says, I feel like the BDSM community gets a lot of hate because of misconceptions that it isn't consensual at all times and stigma that it's weird when actually it's completely normal. And that's true.
Yeah, the shit I do is completely normal.
Absolutely.
She's not agreeing. The shit you do, nobody's ever seen before, John. You need to stop doing it. Okay. I'm seeing a running theme through a lot of these. People want to be dominated with multiple people present. Obviously, not as bizarre a fantasy as many may think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean,
you like to get used submissive. In front of an audience, don't you, baby?
Yes.
All right.
Well, there's a lot of different ones. It's kind of funny. One says here, I want to be chained on the floor naked while one guy spanks me and I scream. Then the same guy comes and pees all over me. One girl licks it all off and sucks my tits. And then another dude makes me suck their dick all while another dude goes down on me and some rich hot guys watch drooling. Wow.
Damn.
Right?
Yeah.
Wow. You know, we just need a club where they're all private members and we can do some secret fun stuff.
I know. I think we need a fantasy island.
Yes, definitely.
Your mom is hot. It says, I'm coming so hard right now. Oh, your mom is hot.
Oh,
it's you.
Hot mama.
All right. Enough of this bullshit.
That's awesome.
It's awesome that it's over.
No, it's awesome that people
It's just left me horny.
I was going to say, it's just awesome that people can, you know, get their fantasies out and talk about them, even if it is on a public forum. Yeah, that's great. That's great.
I would tell, you know, when I was in high school, my friends and I, when they would spend the night, we'd lay in bed and we'd share fantasies. And I'd leave all the dirty shit out, but my fantasies, you know, had the foundation of all of these, you know, that we've read, where somebody was kidnapped or somebody was raped or somebody was forced to do something.
Yeah.
I just left out the kinky shit. But it was still in my head as a teenager.
Exactly. Exactly. So, John?
Okay. Until next time, make all your telling your kinky fantasies to your friends' fantasies become realities.